Hello, and welcome to another episode of Down Murder Lane.
Hi, everyone.
This is season 2, episode 19.
19.
This is the Rocky Top Village Inn murders. Mm-hmm. The Rocky Top Village Inn murders from Gatlinburg, Tennessee.
Yes, my family and I, we went to Gatlinburg Pigeon Forge area for spring break, so I covered a couple cases.
Very exciting.
In the area.
I love that. I love that area.
Yeah.
Pigeon Forge.
Yes.
It's my jam. So.
It was so beautiful. I had driven through eastern Tennessee before, but never really spent any time there.
Mm-hmm.
And just, we loved it.
Good.
It was wonderful. So today we are, I was on location in Gatlinburg, and we are discussing the notorious Rocky Top Village Inn murders.
I don't know anything about this. I'm so excited.
This is crazy.
Yes.
And there's very little crime that happens in this area. Especially in Gatlinburg. In the surrounding towns, like, our cabin was in Sevierville.
Okay.
Which the county is Sevier County. And Sevierville is, like, massive. Like, Dollywood's in Sevierville.
Spell that.
S-E-V-I-E-R-V-I-L-L-E.
Okay.
Sevierville.
Okay.
So, that's, like, the town is Sevier County. Or,
yeah.
Yeah, that this is all in. And Sevierville is bigger than Gatlinburg and Pigeon Forge. And that had a little bit more crime, so I am going to do a case next from Sevierville.
Okay.
Where our actual cabin was.
Okay.
It's beautiful. But Gatlinburg is such a little cute touristy town. They don't really have a lot.
Imagine anything happening there.
It was very difficult. This is, like, literally the only one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Can we also talk about how Dollywood is the shit?
It's awesome. The whole area.
Yeah. It's everything. Just a really cool park. Oh, all right. So I am ready to hear all about this.
Yes.
So
come take a trip with us.
Let's go take a trip with the Fars.
Yes. Down.
Murder.
Lane.
All right. So now time for everyone's favorite segment.
Yes.
Was this in West Dallas or was this in Florida?
I'm ready. I get to guess today.
Yes.
I'm so excited.
All right. I love this. Okay.
I love it.
Woman stabs sister with EpiPen because she was allergic to drunks. Yeah. Yeah. So, okay.
So she tried to save her from the drunks?
Okay. Let me continue.
Okay.
So police said they responded to the home. Joanna Zielinski shares with her sister around 10:30 p.m. on February 11th due to a 911 call hang-up. So, Zielinski's sister told officers that they had been drinking together, and at some point, she got tired and wanted to go to sleep while Zielinski stayed up and continued drinking. So, we all have that friend, like, we're drinking, like, I'm tired, I'm going to bed, but they want us to, you know, continue to stay up and party.
Mm-hmm. That's my husband.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Everyone else goes to bed, and he's still, like, still awake.
I love it.
Yeah.
Okay.
With the fire in the backyard. That's my...
Just chilling.
Yep.
Okay, so records show that the victim said Zielinski went crazy and attacked her with the EpiPen, stabbing her multiple times, including on her left thigh where a welt had formed.
Wow.
When asked about the incident, police said Zielinski replied, "I'm allergic to drunks, so I injected her with the EpiPen so she wouldn't be drunk anymore. What's the big deal?" I love this story.
What's the big deal?
Yeah, that's what she said. What's the big deal? First responders arrived on scene and said the victim wasn't actually injected with any medication during the incident because of the way Zielinski was holding the EpiPen, so she didn't have her thumb on
the top.
She's
probably just, like, bashing it in her leg.
Like, oh, I'm drunk. Stop. You're allergic to drugs. Allergic to drugs. The EpiPen was prescribed to Zielinski, but her sister doesn't have any allergies, according to the report. Sorry. This cracked me up.
This is so funny.
Okay. Records show the victim said Zielinski has been violent toward her in the past, and she wants to press charges. So Zielinski, 62,
oh no,
was arrested on a battery domestic violence charge. So these two sisters just live together.
Okay.
You know, and they're probably...
getting drunk.
You know, they're older.
They probably had a whole life of living together, and they just piss each other off all the time.
And
this
she's just,
this bitch,
like,
been violent with me?
The whole... Yeah. So she just stabbed her with the... I mean, I just think this is so funny.
It's so
sorry.
Funny.
I'm sorry. So where do you think this happened?
I think West Dallas.
It sounds like West Dallas, doesn't it?
Well, because Zielinski, like, it just sounds like a Polish name.
Oh, it's an SKI name.
Yeah.
Well, they're probably just transplants. Because this happened in Naples, Florida.
Damn, I thought Naples was fancy.
Yeah, near Miami. So, I'm going to show you a picture of her.
Yes, I can't wait.
It's pretty. Here she is.
Wow.
She's looking rough. She just wanted to have a good time.
She's like, and I just want to party.
Her sister was bringing down the vibe. It's like, oh, you're allergic to drunks. And we are not making fun of anybody who has real allergies and who needs an EpiPen. Because that is serious business.
Yes, absolutely.
But this shit is funny. I'm sorry.
I'm allergic to drunk, so I'm going to make you not drunk.
Okay. So that was, yeah, a very good guess. But I liked all the clues that you were following.
I thought SKI. I thought, yeah. Okay, that's Polish.
Mm-hmm.
Drunks.
Drunks, Wisconsin, yeah. So they probably
sure you're talking about some good old Polish drunks.
So they're probably, I bet if we like searched her up, maybe she did live in the
I know Zielinski's from Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Tell but me. Who knows?
Yeah. All right.
That was a good one. I liked it.
So are you doing TripAdvisor?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. So TripAdvisor says the number one thing to do in Gatlinburg, I did not do this unfortunately, is visit Sugarlands Distillery.
We didn't do that either.
The distillery is conveniently located in downtown Gatlinburg, and visitors who come to the barn-style distillery can take a behind-the-scenes tour of the still house and learn firsthand how they make the spirits.
Cool.
Adults over the age of 21 can take a guided tasting flight, and the back porch stage hosts free live music for all ages to enjoy.
I saw this.
I did too, but we didn't go. But
yeah, we didn't go. We had our kids.
Yeah, we had
so
kids. We can't do all that shit.
We were looking at all the tchotchke stores, mm-hmm. and then we went over that big bridge,
yep.
the Sky Bridge or whatever that's called.
Yeah, yeah. But we didn't go to the distilleries.
No. Hmm. Next time.
We drank at the cabin.
That sounds
we drank spirits
so fun.
At the cabin.
You guys didn't bring your EpiPens?
Mm-mm.
No, it's okay.
I'm not allergic to drunks.
I'm definitely not allergic now.
I mean, depends on who the drunk is, I suppose.
Yeah.
Most of the drunks I know are not too bad. Tabby, what you doing?
She's biting the computer cords.
Yeah, that's
this
not good.
This is Tabby. All right.
I caught her before she got electrocuted.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
That be...
Save your life, bitch.
Yeah. Just like the EpiPen.
Yeah. Save your life, bitch. Okay.
All right. Getting into the case.
Yes.
Okay. We will begin by sharing a bit of information about Gatlinburg and background about the Rocky Top Inn. Gatlinburg, Tennessee is a quaint little town nestled in the mountains bordering Great Smoky Mountains National Park.
Which is beautiful, by the
Gorgeous.
Way. Gorgeous.
It is one of the earliest settlements in the Smoky Mountains and is popular with vacationers. The town has less than 5,000 residents. Wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Nobody lives there. It's all...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. And is more of a vacation destination than place to reside. The Rocky Top Inn served the Gatlinburg tourism community for over 35 years. It was opened
Sorry about this name.
By Felice mm-hmm. and...
I think it's Bordalo.
Bordalo Bryant. It's like a wine name.
I know. Like, we need Steven for this, because it has how he
oh,
says,
yeah.
our friend Steven.
Always is H-E-A-U-H.
Those are ho. That's how we call his people, ho. Because he lives in New Orleans, so he has to add, instead of just H-O, it has to be H-E-A-U-X.
I love that.
That's how
him.
He calls us hoes.
I love it.
Yes.
I just thought about that.
Yes.
Okay, so the two were known for producing many well-known hits for artists, including Buddy Holly and Jim Rees. Wow,
yeah.
Really? All right. For hosting, right? For producing. Oh, for
producing. They were producers and songwriters.
Oh, the couple were great songwriters. Oh,
yeah.
I should just keep reading.
They, in like country music and for like Buddy Holly, they were really well known, apparently.
Okay. When they retired, they opened the Rocky Top in the year 1979. The hotel was in a wonderful location in quaint downtown Gatlinburg. However, it was not long after the hotel would open that a brutal tragedy would paralyze this small, safe, tight-knit community. I cannot wait to hear about this.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. So their motel was located about a block from the city's convention center, right off the main drag. Okay. It is also next door to some delicious places to eat, like a pancake shop.
Ooh. Mm-hmm.
No, Tabby, don't
Tabby,
eat this the script. We need that. Alright, so the location allowed people staying at the Rocky Top Inn to walk to all the downtown shops and eateries in the downtown area. The hotel was doing very well financially, and the couple who owned it were tremendously happy with their thriving new business in downtown Gatlinburg.
Okay.
all was well at the Rocky Top Inn until a night in September 1986.
Dun, dun, dun. Oh, what a night. Yes. That's all I could think of.
Yes. 7 years after the couple opened the motel. 1986 also happened to be the year that Dollywood opened in Gatlinburg.
Okay.
So it was a big year for the area.
Okay.
Most people who were coming and going during that time and now were tourists. A crime in the motel on this September night would shock the town to its core.
Hmm.
The victims of this crime, Missy Suttles Hill and Troy Dale Valentine.
I love Missy and Troy.
Missy and Troy.
I love it.
They would not survive that night.
No.
Missy was a 21-year-old woman who was working the night shift at the motel as a front desk clerk. Troy was a 36-year-old man who was a security guard for the building.
Hmm. Oh, they work there. They're not... Okay.
Oh, see, I did it again.
Okay.
With the next sentence. Skip
That's
it.
Okay. All right, so... Troy, so he's Valentine would be working off of Airport Road in Gatlinburg.
Yeah, so he was a little off-site during this night when it happened.
Okay, so the other characters involved in the story are Kimberly Pelly,
mm-hmm.
Joseph Demotica.
Demotica, yeah.
A guy named Ed Harris. Isn't Ed Harris an actor that played Al Bundy or something like that? Is that him?
Ed Harris is definitely an actor. I'm going to look it up.
Yeah, who was Al Bundy? I feel like...
Oh, okay. I feel like Ed Harris is not Al Bundy.
Okay.
But I feel like there is some kind of... Connection. Yeah.
Okay.
We're going to figure this out. Hold up.
Ed Harris' nickname was Ed Tattoo?
Tattoo Eddie. He was in Apollo 13, The Truman Show.
Oh, yeah. I know who Ed Harris is.
Ed Harris is this guy.
Yes, he's at the tall... Yep.
Now, who's the guy that played Al Bundy?
Who played Al Bundy? We have... some serious ADHD when it comes to...
Ed O'Neill.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Oh,
he's
okay.
Also a Modern Family. I like him.
Everybody's probably listening, like,
they're
screaming
like,
at us.
What the fuck
us,
is
like,
wrong with you?
Idiots.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, so
Ed Harris.
Tattoo Eddie and Ashley Silvers, also known as Rufus Dobie.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what? I love the South. I'm sorry.
Transsexual.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just love the South. The gang would meet through previous encounters with mutual friends. So Joe Demotica and Ed Harris met when they were previously serving time in prison.
It's a great place to meet. I mean, Jessica and I met when our kids were in 3K.
Yeah.
Look where we ended
up. It's a meet cute.
Yeah.
And we met in prison.
Meet cute, yeah. And then you'll see these guys, what will happen with them. They met in prison.
They have a strong foundation.
Right. You gotta really have some common ground.
Ed would get the nickname Tattoo because he had over 130 tattoos while incarcerated.
That's a lot.
Sir, that is it. You can't do that in prison.
Sir!
Right? It's illegal to get, it's like, yeah, forbidden
he's
to get
like,
tattoos
I don't
in
give
prison.
A fuck.
Yeah. Fuck about you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he's like, I don't give a damn. I do what I want. Maybe it was like 130, like little tiny, like,
dots with their Indian ink, and
I can confirm it is not because I did see pictures of
okay.
this.
Okay, oh, I can't wait
shit.
To see pictures
Tattoo
of all
Eddie.
These people.
Yeah.
Okay, so Ashley Silvers, aka Rufus Dobie, was a transsexual.
Right.
So Tattoo worked hustling the streets of Atlanta, but hooked back up with Joseph and his friend Ashley in Florida. Of course, they hooked back up
yes.
in Florida.
You know that whenever I see that someone is working as a hustler, I think of that. Pharrell, I'm a hustler, baby.
Okay.
I just want you to know.
And
where I'm about to go. I just want to love you.
That's right.
Be who I am.
Make all the something about cash. And forget your man. Something.
So give it to me.
Okay. We pay no royalties to that song. Okay.
Pharrell, we are not taking your job.
No.
That was great, though.
I like that. I forgot about that song.
I love that song.
Okay, so they met back up in Florida, where all the shady people meet up, in 1986. So together, the pair headed to Daytona, where everyone's spring break.
Yeah.
Okay. They then drove back up to Georgia to pick up Tattoo's girlfriend, Kimberly.
They're just driving all over.
Yeah. The four then drove up to Knoxville, Tennessee, where they were supposed to work at a local strip club called the Pepper Tree.
That's the dumbest name for a strip club. The Pepper Tree?
Yeah, I wonder why. What's the significance?
I don't know. Okay. Kind of pepper.
Yeah.
All right. So that night, Joseph Demotica borrowed money from a friend to get a motel room for the four at the Rocky Top Village Inn in Gatlinburg for the night.
Okay.
Which was Monday of the week of the murders. Yeah, the murders happened later that week.
Okay.
The next night, the four went to a woman named Tracy Clark's house and asked if they could sleep in her car in her driveway. Tracy was an acquaintance of Joseph's. After that, they would bounce from many different houses and driveways, and the couple spent that Friday in Knoxville at the apartment of Tim Farmer, another one of Joseph's friends. So this Joe Demotica has a lot of people in Knoxville. Tattoo Eddie and Joseph told Farmer they intended to return to Gatlinburg on Saturday and would not be working that night at the Pepper Tree. They were all working there.
Okay, all of them working there.
Yeah. On that Saturday afternoon, September 13th, the four left Farmer's apartment. Later that day, in a nearby town, they tried to sell off a leather coat, a mink coat, and a radio they had stolen from Farmer to Johnny Schultz, another one of Joseph's acquaintances. Stealing from his friend and then trying to sell to another friend. Yeah. She refused to purchase the merchandise as she believed it was stolen. They did sell the radio at a service station and the leather coat at a bar. I have never been at a bar where somebody's like, hey, do you want to buy this leather coat?
Yeah.
And you're like, yeah, sure.
In my childhood, I always felt like I would see someone and meet someone like in a shady place and like they would open their coat and have like watches.
Like a bunch of Walkmans?
Yeah. Or so, you know, like they would open their coat with a flasher and like I feel like I...
The flasher.
Like they... When I was
a child... They really hyped that up.
They did. And it never happened.
No. I mean... Sometimes, like, when we would go into the city, we would see people selling mixtapes out of their trunk.
Oh, really?
That's kind of cool.
Oh, that is cool.
Yeah.
I'd buy that shit.
My parents didn't buy it.
No.
No, they didn't like rap.
Ah.
My dad called it rap crap.
Rap crap.
I don't want that rap crap.
Oh.
All right. So that day, on September 13th, 1986, after a long day in the Great Smoky Mountains National Park at Laurel Falls, it's a great place to hike.
That's pretty.
The foursome spent the day discussing how they would get money by robbing nearby businesses in Gatlinburg.
They were all working at the strip club. Why weren't they making the money?
Exactly. They didn't say they were on drugs, but I'm assuming they were.
Yeah.
So they decided on the Rocky Top Inn because they had stayed there.
Yeah.
Tattoo Eddie drove them to the inn where they decided they would get a room for the night. Kimberly went into the inn's office, so that's Tattoo Eddie's girlfriend, and talked to the front desk clerk, Missy. Kimberly and Missy emerged from the building where Missy showed Kimberly a room and then Tattoo Eddie got out of the car and joined them.
Okay.
Scuffled sounds and noises could be heard from the room and then a low scream.
So she was probably like, oh, I want to see a room or something, right?
That's how
she
likes it. Can you show me a room?
Yeah. I want to stay here. Yeah, it's pretty normal. Yeah. I've never done that.
I've never done that either, but I mean, we also... live the in the time where it's like I'm booking a motel room or hotel room.
I can see pictures.
Online before. I remember like taking road trips as a family, driving from Florida to Wisconsin, and there was like one time I can remember. I don't remember where we were exactly. I want to say maybe Kentucky, and like my dad went in to see if they had vacancy, and then they took him to the room, and then he was like, no. Because it was, like, too shitty.
So that was a thing to do back, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, and he was like, no, we're finding a different place. And he came back in, he's like, it's not good.
Good job, Mr. Hines.
And this was, like, probably, like, 1988.
Yeah.
Something, so there was no...
Yeah.
Yeah, and then I remember, like, my dad would get really stubborn. This was the time. The plan was we were going to stop in Kentucky, but there was some big, massive softball tournament or bowling shit or something.
Okay,
and they're like, there's no motels for 200 miles.
Sure.
So my dad's like, well, I guess we're just driving all the way home.
Yeah.
So we just drove all the way home.
Oh my gosh.
We never stopped. From like Naples.
Gangster.
That was my dad. Just pounding Coca-Cola.
Yeah, the whole time?
The whole time. Because he doesn't drink coffee.
He doesn't drink coffee?
No, neither of my parents do. And I'm like an addict.
Yeah, how do they survive?
I don't know.
You and your brother. Jesus.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Just a lot of Coca-Cola.
Didn't they have something in it back then?
Mm-hmm.
I'm just kidding.
Probably. My mom drank the Diet Coke. And my dad drank the Red Can.
Okay.
So yeah, scuffled sounds. They heard a low scream. Missy had been stabbed multiple times and then shot in the head.
Jeez.
A golf cart then rolled up on the scene with Troy Valentine in it. Valentine
had a golf cart?
Because he's like patrolled like the area.
Oh, that's the guy. Oh, okay.
So, the golf cart rolls up. Valentine had been alerted by Missy's husband, who was worried about his wife.
Aww.
He had been in contact with her all night via the telephone. Their last conversation was that she was heading to the rear of the building to finish the night audit, and she would return by a certain time to call him. Aww. When she did not do so and did not answer the phone when he called, her husband phoned security.
When Troy Dale Valentine had arrived, Missy had just been shot and killed. Kimberly clubbed the guard with his own flashlight, and she and Tattoo Eddie forced him into the room where Missy's body was. And
these people are a piece of shit.
I mean, and shot him repeatedly before shooting him between the eyes. This is horrible.
It's really bad. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. Missy's husband was a dispatcher with Sevierville. Sevierville, there you go. The police department nearby. Missy had the 3 p.m. to 11 p.m. night shift that night, and he had last talked with her at 10:30 p.m. When he called back a few minutes later, there was no answer. Melissa's purse was missing, and approximately $499 was stolen from it and the hotel cash deposit.
So they did all the shit for $499.
I mean, that's pretty $499. That's pretty an accurate number. I wonder, she spent a dollar on something? I don't know. This is weird.
It is weird.
Okay.
Yeah.
A few days later, authorities in Maggie Valley, North Carolina, roughly 1.5 hours away from Gatlinburg.
So that's like towards Asheville.
Okay. Found a knife in a telephone booth outside Good Old Boys Restaurant, typical, and bar, and near the town's police station with an unsigned confession note saying, "Joe made me do it." Mm-hmm. Officers believe the confession note to be authentic and to be written by a woman with a poor grasp of spelling and grammar. Mm-hmm. It was later determined that the knife that was with the letter belonged to Missy Hill. Mm-hmm. Her husband identified the knife.
Yeah. So the note continued on in saying, "Policeman, please forgive me for killing two people in Gatlinburg. I was just wanting the money. Joe's mean. He would kill me if I hadn't done what he said. I can't sleep. Hope they didn't have any kids. Can't live like this. Hope the girl was already dead. She was real nice. Please forgive me. I hope I can start sleeping again. If not, I will kill myself."
This is really horrible.
It's horrible. So she did something really, really bad. Mm-hmm. But also, like, we don't know
what the situation was.
If she was abused, mm-hmm. or if they got her addicted to drugs, and if they're like, if you don't do this, you're not getting drugs, and she's like desperate, oh, or yeah. like. I don't know, but you can tell she has a conscience. This mm-hmm. is horribly sad.
Yeah.
I hope they didn't have kids. Like, yeah. I know she's a murderer, but I do feel a little sad about that. So on December 16th, 1987, Kimberly Harris, who wrote the note, mm-hmm. was arrested in Atlanta, Georgia. In 1988, she was sentenced to death. But in 2002, she was determined to be mentally unstable and could not be executed. No. She was sentenced to 3 consecutive life sentences.
I wonder why 3.
I don't know.
Maybe for, like, the kidnapping, because they held him without her will or something?
Maybe. I don't know why 3.
Good old Tattoo Eddie got some karma in early March 2015.
Karma.
When he was killed in a prison fight at the Wartburg Correctional Facility in Wartburg, Tennessee. I feel like Wartburg would not be the prison you'd want to be at.
Sounds terrible.
Yeah.
I looked up pictures.
I can't wait to see all these people. I want to see what everyone looks like. Joseph DeModica. Did I say it wrong again? DeModica. I said it.
You said it right different. The whole time until this time.
I just like chugged a big sip of wine. So yeah. I'm really feeling tired.
All right, so okay. I'm gonna. Yeah, okay. We're tired.
So he received a life sentence. Mm-hmm. Ashley Silvers, aka Rufus Dobie, pled guilty and has since been released. What?
Yeah.
Research showed that Kimberly Pelley has also been released and is reported to be living in the Nashville, Tennessee area. Mm-hmm. Is she the one with all the mental problems? Kimberly. That's the girlfriend, right? I'm like, who had the,
Tattoo Eddie was sentenced to 3 consecutive life sentences. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. That's okay.
Kimberly.
She's out.
Yeah.
After, okay. The Rocky Top Village Inn
closed. My apologies.
No. I'm like, just, she's out? How?
Yeah, we're just drinking wine. We don't know.
No, it's fine.
Yeah, it's fine.
The Rocky Top, because it could be. It could happen, because that shit happens in our justice system.
It does fucking happen. But no, Tattoo Eddie was the one that was sentenced to 3 consecutive life sentences. Okay. Kimberly Pelley was the one that was found mentally unstable. And then she was released, and she's living somewhere around Nashville.
Okay.
But she's the one that had the remorse.
Yeah. She had a conscience, at least, yeah.
Yes.
All right, so the Rocky Top Village Inn closed in the early 2010s and was torn down.
Mm-hmm.
In its place, a new hotel, Courtyard by Marriott, I know where that is.
You know where it is?
Yep.
On the side street.
Yep.
Yeah, it's good parking over there.
Yeah.
That's probably why you know.
Yeah, because I feel like they're like, oh, park, because we had the RV.
Right.
And we didn't know where to park.
And I was, like, stressed out because I had Nate, and it was right after the Lumberjack show.
Yeah.
And I was like, it's so busy over here because it was spring break. So there's so many people. And I was like, we have to park because I didn't know where this place was.
Yeah.
And then we parked and it was right there and it was like so easy and perfect.
Perfect.
So it was great. So when you see the picture of me, Nate took it.
Aww.
Yeah.
Okay. So the hotel is reported to be haunted.
Mm-hmm.
People have reported hearing the screams of the victims and have reported seeing the spirits in the back parking lot near the fountain.
Yeah.
That's horrible.
Yeah, so that is the story of the Rocky Top Village Inn murders in Gatlinburg. Okay. And it's literally like the one murder that happened in Gatlinburg.
There's probably no crime.
There's one that was like way back in pre-Civil War, but I just wasn't that interested in it. It was just like some, it was almost like the Hatfield and McCoys, like a family feud.
Oh, okay.
And I was just kind of like, it was kind of interesting, but I couldn't find enough information about where it really happened and how to get there because it was all this backwoods shit.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong, I'm down for some backwoods shit.
Yeah.
But I couldn't find like enough information about how to get where it was.
Well,
so I was like, well, then I can't. And then I found this one and this was very clear where it happened. And it was just so sad because like these people were like built this motel in this like beautiful, amazing place to visit.
Yeah.
If you haven't been there, you should really go.
Anybody who hasn't been there, go.
It's fantastic.
Take your kids to Pigeon Forge.
Honestly, one of my favorite places I've ever been.
Yeah. They're only like, what, 10 minutes apart?
It's fantastic.
It's like right down
the whole
road.
Area is just gorgeous. There's so much to do. If you're into hiking, if you're into like touristy tchotchke things, if
You didn't tell me about the Trump stores. Was there
There's only like one.
There's only one now?
They got rid of them.
When we were there, I'll tell the listeners.
It was 2020. Right after the election.
No, was it 2020? Was it 2021?
Mm-mm.
It was 2020?
It was right after we started the podcast, I remember.
Okay. We went to Pigeon Forge. It was amazing. And there were, on the main strip, there were like four Trump stores.
There's like only one now.
But why even one? I think it's hilarious.
I don't know. It said like Patriot gear.
I love it. I love it. Okay, so I told Heather, I'm like, you have to look for the Trump stores.
I did. There's only one left.
Because there are so many. Okay.
Only one left.
Right.
My husband was so happy because he likes Zaxby's chicken.
Oh, okay.
And you can only get Zaxby's south of Indianapolis.
Okay.
So we got to hit up some Zaxby's when we were there.
I'm hungry now, damn it.
I know. So anyways, it was a super good time. We did a lot of really good stuff.
Fun.
Highly recommend it.
Okay.
So anyways, post-contact discussion, we just visited the one place. I mean, we did technically hike in the Great Smoky Mountains National Park, which is where these people came up with this plan. But the one place was the Courtyard by Marriott, which is the location of the former Rocky Top Village Inn.
Okay.
So that's 311 Historic Nature Trail in beautiful Gatlinburg, Tennessee.
Right.
And then here's my Snoop Dogg quote.
Got it. I love it.
This pretty much sums it up. I got my mind on my money and my money on my mind.
Yeah, that's what they were. That's exactly what they were doing.
Shit was about was just killing people for $499. I mean, I was talking to Mike about this because obviously when he's with me, and we're doing this, we talk about the case because he wants to know. And I was like, you know, no murder is good. No murder is justified. But it's like, okay,
nah, Scarver.
Scarver, yes.
Okay.
Yes. But like, okay, if somebody's like, I killed this person because they stole my money and I'm a drug dealer and I'm mad.
Yeah.
Okay, it's not justified, but I get it.
Yeah.
Or I killed this person because it was me or them, obviously.
Yeah.
Duh.
Self-defense.
Or like somebody like Dahmer, like you're mentally ill.
Mm-hmm.
Like this was just some shit ass, trashy people that wanted some money and didn't want to fucking work.
Yeah.
So let's just kill some people.
And they were working at the strip club. What's happened? They just couldn't make it?
Tattoo Eddie wasn't making it rain at the strip club?
You know, there was Rufus.
Rufus Dobie. Kimberly
I cannot
Kelly.
Wait to see pictures of all these people.
I mean, like,
cannot
for real.
Wait. All right.
So you drive all the way up to Knoxville. There aren't there a lot of strip clubs in Florida?
Yeah.
Why the fuck were they even there? I mean,
you do bank right on Dale Mabry, man. There's like 1,000 of them.
I don't know. They went to the pepper tree. They weren't making enough money there.
I need to know more about the pepper tree, too. Yeah. Why is your name the pepper tree?
I looked it up as well.
Okay. Weird.
Yes. Anyways.
All right.
So, that is the story of the Rocky Top Village Inn murders that still literally haunts Gatlinburg to this day.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy. So, I'm into the murder stuff. That's really, I don't want to hear about those ghost stories.
No, there really wasn't a lot of information about it. It was just kind of like, just mentions.
Yeah. Okay.
But I'm not super into that either.
No.
I don't dig it. It freaks me out.
All right. So don't email us ghost stories at DahmerLanePodcast@gmail.com. Mm-hmm. Don't be sending us that shit.
Don't
send it to us on Instagram at DahmerLane. And don't send it to us on Facebook.
Don't slide in my DMs with any ghost bullshit.
I hate that stuff.
Nope. Don't like it.
No freaky stuff.
Nope.
All right. Until next time.
Take that trip.
But pack wisely.
Because you never know who you will run into. Hopefully not Tattoo Eddie.
No, or Dobie.
Yep. Down Murder Lane. Bye.